You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 65 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at GPM Group. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
And Cookie.
Hello.
Big thank you to everybody who's downloaded, tuned in, put up with us all season. Somehow we've made it through to 65 episodes. We've probably got to start with Stockport last weekend. Guys, you were there. You guys were on audio commentary duty. We're obviously going to come up to that shortly. But give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it was disappointing to come away with nothing. I thought we'd done very well to. I think we could have been there sort of like a couple of hours and not scored. Unfortunately, it just wasn't meant to be that side. But I mean, what, Billy Bingham come off the bench. Great to see him return. He had a shot that unfortunately missed. I think going back to it, we should have had a penalty in the first 5 minutes with a handball in the box. Bloke done a Maradona for Stockport. And I think that, obviously, Luke Coulson towards the end, I thought we played some brilliant football. I thought we were quite dominant and I thought we played some great, like, 1-2, some direct. Changed our game a bit, but unfortunately, just coming away with nothing, that's when you feel worse. I mean, if you lose and you deserve to lose, you can not take anything from it, but you accept it. But to come away with nothing, but I mean, just go back to it, Matt, before you jump in. Stockport, I've never been to a nicer ground. Not nice in regards to how the stadium looks. I'm talking nice as how accommodating they were, how nice, warm and welcome they made you feel. Like a really lovely bunch of people. I don't think I've ever been to a ground where I've been treated so nice by another team. It's fantastic to see that it's not just us that do that.
Yeah, it was very, very welcoming. like you say, Cookie. In terms of the actual game itself, I think you're right. I think we were the better side. And the fact that their goalkeeper got the man of the match, the official man of the match, it says all you need to know, really. He pulled off some fantastic saves, particularly from Luke Coulson, who was the best player on the pitch by an absolute mile. He was constantly a threat for us. His close control, his touch is just out of this world.
He worked very well with Sam Wood down the wing.
Yeah, he did. And you know, we were unlucky not to score on several occasions. But on the chances that Stockport did have, it was only the goal, really. And then an excellent, excellent save by Mark Cousins about 15 minutes before the end to keep the score down. But yeah, it's one of those afternoons, unfortunately. The luck wasn't going our way.
I was away and we managed to get like a delayed sort of video thing. So I was quite far behind. I was like, well, even further behind than the commentary, but I was actually able to watch it, you know, on the stream and everything like that. And you were just like, you thought one of these is going to go in. It's got to. You know, that was literally from the start of the second half onwards, chance after chance. You were like, well, one was going to go in. I'm tuning into you guys on commentary. And talking about that, we're actually, we've got the summary of the game, obviously from yourselves. Both of you were on duty. And here it is.
It. And we are underway. And Frankie Raymond straight away with the assistance of the wing just fires it up. Field and it goes straight out for a throw-in.
Again, he's further up the field now, the Bromley danger zone at the moment.
And that's a terrible throw from Stock.
Fantastic there.
Luke Coulson in the box. If he can get it across the face,
Bromley
going to
take advantage of that.
Oh, the keeper pushes it out and Josh Rees just couldn't connect with it.
Frankie Raymond swings the ball in on the near side. Dave Winfield keeps
across the face. Just at the back post. Can't divert it goalwards, can he?
No, he can't. A
much more encouraging set piece from Bromley there. Box is quite far. He does, Coulson. It is a good ball towards Michael Cheek. Cheek doesn't quite get there, and Hinchliffe just about manages to catch it. If Cheek got a touch on that, surely that's a goal.
Yeah, I think so. The
corner's delivered in. It's a flick goal. Ball's launched into the box, flicked on by Winfield.
Billy Bingham on the edge of the box.
What a save! And that is
Billy Bingham.
What a first touch that was.
That's what we've missed for over a month, Matt. Taking the shot, it's been cleared.
Cousins with the free kick.
Coulson is going to try and win this, and he does. And he now races forward.
Lovely play from Coulson. Amazing footwork. What am I seeing?
He's going to get
Coulson with a cross into the box. And his cheek. Oh, and it's blocked. It's going to be Raymond who deliver this corner. He's got Coulson who's come short, just in case. He goes for the long delivery into the box, headed up in the air by a Stockport defender, headed by Winfield. And then it comes to the edge of the box where Coulson is there. It's an awkward one. Coulson with the shot. Oh, and it's another great save from Hinchley.
What a shot. Brilliant save. Oh, what a Bromley got to do. Died. Frankie Raymond's going to do it. It's going into the 6-yard box.
It's headed away again. Here's Coulson. Takes a heavy touch and loses the ball. Now Stockport have got a 3-on-3 counter-attack here. It's played through to Lloyd.
Mark should have come out.
Danny Lloyd. Great save
there from Mark Cousins.
Right-footed towards the back post. Punched away and then Bingham misses the... Whiteley misses the rebound. But here's Sam Wood, launches the ball back into the box, looking for Chris Bush, headed away, but comes to Raymond on the edge of the box. Raymond goes for a shot, and it's wide. And he's now driving towards that left-hand corner flag. He's getting across into the box. It's taken down by Bell, but he can't get a good touch on it. Raymond's there. Raymond finds Clifton.
Clifton on his own
holds up the ball. He finds Coulson. Good play from Clifton there to hold up the ball. Coulson's running
trying to run through the middle
into space here. He goes for a shot. He should have passed it to Clifton. Here's Coulson.
Coulson in the middle of the field, going to pass over to Corey Whiteley.
It's Kizzy. Four minutes added on.
Back to Coulson. He's now switched to the far side. He's going to send the ball in.
It's in towards Clifton. Oh, it's a great save again by Hinchcliffe. Oh my goodness me.
Well, we've earned a corner out of it, and Clifton there again.
Time now. Long ball forwards from Bush. Flicked on by Whiteley. Clifton's going to try and keep this in.
He does really well,
Clifton. Keeps the ball in, finds Coulson. Get in the box, Clifton. Now Sam Wood. Wood with a clip cross towards the back post. Headed away. Comes to Raymond, headed back in. Not cleared. Comes to Sam Wood on the edge of the box. Finds Kizzy if he can get the cross in here. Could create a chance, goes back to Wood. Wood with a cross in, it's not a good one, it's headed away. But it comes to Coulson. Bromley's still threatening here.
Just run on, run on.
Coulson takes a shot.
It's inches wide,
and I tell you what, that was so close. We've got to get the ball forward here.
And we do.
Just a lack in communication. Again, both players leaving the ball for each other, and that is time, that is full time.
Stockport get their first win of 2020, and Bromley's bad streak continues.
I'm sure I'm thanking everyone on your behalf and supporters, etc., for the great job you guys did on the commentary that day. Obviously not a result we wanted, and obviously I think, Cookie, you had the tough task of catching up with Neil after the game, made even tougher by the fact you decided to record it in a wind tunnel.
It's another game where we come off where the goalkeeper gets man of the match. I think that sums it up. It was outstanding. Creating chances, we created them, we hit the target, the keeper's kept them out. I think Cousins has had the one-on-one. Since playing for a little bit difficult, we've been seeing the win that they scored from them. I can't complain with my players today. Effort-wise, ability-wise, some of the football we played in conditions like this today, I thought we were outstanding. And I think all the subs that come on have also put a marker down to say they want to play.
That's it. So obviously moving on to Brighton now. Trying to bounce back from it. Are there positives to take from it?
There's loads of positives. Obviously the results are the massive negative and the goal, but you know the fact that we created so many chances, I'm just frustrated and getting the hump that goalkeepers are keeping getting man of the matches against us. As I say, you know, the boys are in there, they're absolutely devastated. We've got to lift ourselves up. You know, when it's going against you, it is going against you. If they have that one chance where they go forward, teams are scoring, you know, captain in their half. Five or six corners on the bounce, just that inch away, that header away, that strike on target. You know, when Billy Bingham comes on, he lobs the keeper, and the keeper pulls off a great save. You've got Coulson right at the end. I can't ask for any more from him. You know, effort wise, desire, you know, they're not giving up by any means, but you know, when you keep getting a hit in the stomach like that,
that start affect you.
That's it. I mean, one positive to take, obviously, the return of Billy Bingham, 5-6 points out. It's good to see him come back. And he looked good.
He looked good. He needs to get that sharpness, I thought. I changed it because I would love to have started him, but he hasn't done the training. And as I say, I thought when he came on, he had that chance. They're the ones that go in. But I thought outstanding today was Luke Coulson. I thought he absolutely run the show. I thought he was the best player on the park by a million miles. And, it would have been fitting if he does have that last effort and it goes in, because I think if someone deserved a score today, it was him. I thought he was out of possession, and in possession was league standard.
That's it. And obviously now it's next Saturday.
Yeah, we need the supporters get behind us. I want them to keep the belief. We believe that's never going to go. And the last few games, it looks like the old Bromley. And we just need that next win. Hopefully, Wrexham can be the game where we can start it again. But we are so close to being where we were at the beginning of the season. Got everybody fit. No excuses.
Brilliant, Neil Smith. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to hear from Neil, as always. Obviously, clearly disappointed, just as the fans were on the day. Again, a fantastic turnout. How many fans made the journey?
97.
Absolutely brilliant.
Especially with all the weather disruption.
Storm Dennis, all the conditions that were going on.
Everything, amazing travelling support.
And I'm sure on behalf of everyone at the club, we thank everyone for their efforts.
Can I just say, bear in mind, they travelled with a late pitch inspection. So all of the fans were literally at Euston.
Like, we didn't even know until they'd done it, basically. Nevertheless, 12 cup finals to go now. The boys have got to turn it round, and it all starts obviously on Saturday at home to Wrexham. But obviously, Matt, before we move away from First Team Affairs slightly and onto the community scheme, it's been a pretty busy week here.
It's been a very busy week, but a very good week as well. I'm really, really pleased. excuse me, for our February half-time soccer camp, we actually...
You're properly achieved... losing your voice now, aren't you?
I am, aren't I, yeah. We achieved record numbers twice in a week. Our previous record was 67 children. We had 71 on Monday, which was a great start to the week. And blow me down, on Wednesday, we had 105 children. I had to get on the phone and call in more coaches, and they arrive straight away. They're absolutely brilliant, the
Did
coaches
you shout rather
that we've
than
got.
Use the phone? That's why you've not got a voice.
I got Lewis, who's our foghorn, to do that. So, it's been a great week.
But in all seriousness, for those who aren't aware, and when people say, oh, community scheme and soccer schools and anything like that, the actual half term, it's in essence what we offer is the 5 days of those half term, the Monday to the Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah. It's coaching for boys and girls age.
It is four to 14, really.
Yeah, 14 years of age. You know, and some people laugh it off, and it's cheap childcare, etc. But actually, you know what is actually on offer for the price? It's incredibly reasonable.
It is, and you're looking at the coaches. That Matt Griffiths is a very highly qualified coach, very experienced coach who works in the academy. We've got several of our
again
youth
that synergy between
that
the club.
It.
You know, the people that are working in the academy, etc., carry on through the half term, work as part of the senior club, work as part of the club as a whole, and bringing it all together. And I know there's a lot of players that play in the youth section as well that are also attending.
Yeah,
it's
great to see. Great to see Bromley shirts as well, Jeff, in the photos.
I absolutely love it. I think they're starting to outnumber the Barcelona shirts.
Just about.
Yeah, so just we about. Must be making progress in
we
one
are.
Sense.
But it's great to have that energy around the club, and you know. It's
just
great
hearing
value.
Your voice, mate.
I haven't got any energy, but it's great to see it, and it's been a pleasure to coordinate that. And I just want to thank all the coaches, all the parents who brought their children down, and we're going to go again in Easter now.
Absolutely brilliant. And like you say, they've all got free tickets to the game on Saturday against Wrexham.
And
so
I've heard a lot of them saying they're going to come. So
fantastic.
Brilliant.
It'd be great to hopefully get a bumper crowd, get over that 2,000 again, and really back the boys, you know, and obviously what is desperately needed at the moment. Obviously, on just staying on the community scheme for a second, obviously, we've got some great news in the week. It's probably a bit of an exclusive because I don't know if we're allowed to announce it yet anyway, but the FA Wildcat Centre. Do you want to explain that and the fact we've got the privilege really of actually being able to run one?
Well, we touched on this last week, but yeah, just to give a bit more background information, this is a girls' football for 5 to 11 year olds.
It's brilliant. It shows I listen to the episodes a lot. Well,
I can't stand my own voice, so I won't listen to him. But very, very nice. Thank you for the compliment.
Not podcast presenters admit they don't listen to their own podcast.
Yeah, it's a scheme that's funded by the FA. We're working very closely with the Kent FA on it. Like I say, girls 5 to 11, it's the final piece of the jigsaw for us, really, in terms of our provisions for women and girls, which are already very extensive and have got great feedback from the Kent FA. So we're really excited to roll this out. It's going to run on Saturdays. We're looking to start it at 10 o'clock. We'll be releasing more details about it very soon.
Hopefully mid-March.
Yeah, mid-March. Yes. We're looking at a mid-March start. So
do check out our website. Yes. I hope we can get those details out very soon. To be fair, there's a lot of parents already asking for girls of that age where we're not able to accommodate them at the moment. So it's really worked
we soon
out
will
well.
Be.
And
yeah.
Again, it's just one of those little markers in the sand, etc. That, you know, you just like the chartered status that the club has, just like the National League Trust partnership that we has, you know, it's another tick box in the sense that you know, the FA are proud to support us and put us through as one of the clubs that are able to run these centres.
Yeah.
And it's another great little achievement for the club and what we're trying to do. Okay, this week, Cook, as ever, you managed to catch up with someone, and this week it was Jake Goodman.
Yeah, it's good to speak to Jake. I know we only caught up with him, just over a month ago now.
You're good mates.
We're good mates. We see each other very early every morning, both in at like 7 o'clock in the morning. He's very dedicated, and he's worked well to his rehabilitation. Ideal to catch up with him. He played back in the 23s last week against Sevenoaks. Talking about that and being Academy Manager of the Week, so we've always made jokes in trying to get him out there.
Oh yeah, as well. Actually, I did know that last week.
Yeah, here's what he had to say.
Joined by the one and only Jake Goodman. Jake, it's always good to catch up with you. And I know it's only been a few weeks since we last spoke, but big progress made. Big progress made on your part. Obviously, not only was you Manager of the Week for the Academy last week, but also you made your return to 23s action against Sevenoaks last Saturday.
Yeah, it was great to get back out on the pitch in a playing sense. Obviously, I've been on the side as a coach, and yes, I've enjoyed it, and about time I got the Manager of the Week. But no, everyone in the Academy is doing great, so it's just credit to all the teams and all the coaches on how well we're doing. But yeah, the more important news is, yeah, got 55 minutes in the under-23s.
Fantastic. And how did it feel going back out there and playing after, over a year out now, or nearly a year out?
For me, I couldn't enjoy it too much. I wanted to just get it done and just get it out of the way. You always have the thoughts, but I felt confident in the knee. I felt confident in my sprinting. I felt confident in every department, but it was just a case of, right, let's just get this one done. The conditions were terrible. And then I enjoyed it more afterwards.
Okay, so was there any hesitation about you going for a challenge or you going for any one-on-ones? Is there any apprehension of you, or is it just straight back to business?
No, for me, I feel like I'm straight back to business, but as well sort of trying to, what the surgeon said, obviously try and use your experience to go, right, don't go into a real silly challenge where you're not likely to win the ball, and just try and use your head a bit more. And I feel like I'm doing that, obviously in training and then obviously in the games, and just try and play to my strengths.
That's fantastic, Jake. It's always good to catch up with you. No doubt we'll catch up with you in the coming weeks on your further progress. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Brilliant, thank you.
Great to hear from Jake Goodman there. We've touched on it before, but you forget that the injury he suffered, how long he's been out for, unavailable for, and everything that's happened this season. Events have happened, Mark Cousins and then Mark Anthony having to retire, etc. And you just wonder what part Jake Goodman might have played in this season, how it's unfolded.
Jake is a fantastic footballer, there's no doubt about that, and the attitude that he's shown since day one, since he got the injury, has just been positivity and just wanting to get back, wanting to get fit. And I still feel he's got so much to offer, and if he didn't have that injury, I really think, you know, like you allude to there, Jeff, he would have been massively part of the team previously this season. You know, when we've had injuries and suspensions and such like, he would have been an ideal person to step in and help us out.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think he's been professional from day one since he come in. Every opportunity he had from sub bits, etc., he's taken. And obviously, we remember a few weeks before his injury, the 89th minute winner against Sutton on New Year's Day live on TV.
So oh.
His memories like that as well. But it just shows he's a look. There still might be able to have a chance. I mean, we're in March now. We've got April, the final run in. He's back training now and playing. Managed 55 minutes.
He's going to score a header at Wembley Stadium. Playoff final.
It will be
off the bench. He's going to score a winner from a header.
When
telling
he gets
you
in,
now.
When he gets in, a telling morning, you now. We do have a laugh and a joke about stuff like that. So
I'm
it is
not joking
to see.
No. Talking about the under-23s guys. It's Friday night at Hayes Lane, and the development squad are in action.
Yes, absolutely. They're taking on Tunbridge Wells in the Suburban League Shield. So we'll obviously be providing updates on Twitter and a little summary at the end of the game as well.
Apologies for the short notice in getting this actually publicised, actual fixture. I know there's a couple of other home games coming up, I think later on in March, I believe. So we're going to try and get those fixtured up as soon as possible, as soon as they're confirmed. And then, of course, moving on to Saturday, we play host to Wrexham. Talk about big games, etc. I mean, to be fair, Matt, our home form against Wrexham is pretty okay.
Yeah, it's very good, and I'm touching wood when I say this. We're all touching wood, Cookie. We haven't lost to Wrexham at home. Yet our away record against them is the opposite. We've not been very good at the race course. But against Wrexham here, we've actually been very successful. We've
won that opening day game.
Who could possibly? The video's resurfaced, hasn't it, this week?
I saw it. Who's opening? Sean Francis?
Yes, that's
and
it.
The second,
first ever National League goal.
Who's, Alex
Wall.
Alex
and then
Wall,
Moses
and
Ademola.
Then Moses Ademola. God, dear. Emmanuel.
Incredible. Yes, it was Emmanuel at the time. You're right. But yeah, Wrexham come into this game having had quite a difficult season so far. They obviously recorded a 1-0 victory over us at their place earlier this season, and it was a stunning goal from Luke Young to win it. A great performance as well, I remember, from Ryan Huddart that day. Made several terrific saves, got in team of the week, but it just wasn't to be for us. They're 19th in the table now on 39 points, having won 10 games, drawn 9 and lost 15, with a minus 2 goal difference. Somebody they do have in their team is JJ Hooper, who Bromley fans will need no introduction to. Came in December last year and scored 19 goals in 25 appearances in all competitions for us. So definitely someone to be on the lookout for tomorrow if he's fit.
It's a handful. Tried to retain him in the summer, but obviously didn't happen, and it went up to Wrexham. How's that gone?
Well, he's been injured for a lot of it. He hasn't played very much. And obviously, you know, the two teams' positions in the table, I mean, they're 19th and we're 8th. So, you know, you'd have to look at it based on that as well. But
fighting for the playoffs and fighting for relegation.
But they are currently, they've hit a good patch. They are currently 7th in the form table, whereas we are obviously bottom of the form table.
And moving on. obviously, the action starts a lot sooner on Saturday than 3 o'clock kickoff. As ever, we've got the Saturday morning soccer school going on from 9 a.m. in the morning. The dedicated girls soccer school starts at 11 o'clock. The Ravens bar is open from midday. Don't forget, you get a free pint before 1 o'clock. On the telly, what have we got? Oh, it's Chelsea versus Tottenham, isn't it? On the early kickoff. And then that's followed by, we've also got the Six Nations action. Scotland take on Italy in Rome. The main event, Bromley versus Wrexham at 3 o'clock, of course. And then afterwards, we've got the live rugby Six Nations as well as take on France. And a live Premier League game is Leicester versus Man City.
Yes.
And meanwhile, upstairs in the venue, we've got a charity quiz night cook. Yes. Taking place in the venue, and that is for our very own Nicola, who works behind the bar.
That's right, yeah. So she's going to be doing her quiz night. Oh, excuse me. So it's going to be tomorrow at about 5:30. It's going to start. Tables are still available, so please contact her. I think it's at.
It's a great plug here. We've planned this well.
Put me on the spot there. So at the end of the game tomorrow, if you want, go up to the venue, make the inquiry to Nicola. Obviously, she can put you on the table. There's some fantastic prizes to win.
And remind me, what's she having a quiz night?
For a charity that's running in the London Marathon.
She's running a London Marathon.
She is indeed.
Fantastic. So that's happening in the venue after the game. And like we said, back downstairs in Ravens. Obviously, it's a live Six Nations. Wales taken France, and Leicester have got Man City in the Premier League. Obviously, England in Six Nations action on the Sunday. Don't forget, Ravens bars open all day on Sunday. Also, we've got the live game between England and Ireland from Twickenham, and also the Premier League clash later on in the afternoon, Arsenal versus Everton. I'm not sure what else there is, guys.
I think, Sutton tickets for next week's game, obviously available online.
Of course, it's two home games,
in a row. Yeah.
And the mighty Sutton.
Yes, local derby.
What was our previous encounter?
We beat them 2-0 away this season. Ben Williamson and Michael Cheek with the goals back in November.
God, dear.
I think it was November.
It's a long season within seasons.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it feels like ages ago now.
Fuck it, sometimes, doesn't it? Fantastic. I'm just double checking, see if I've absolutely forgotten anything. Probably have. A big thank you as ever to everybody who's tuned in and downloaded this episode. We are hoping to plan another pubcast, can I call it a pubcast? Or pub can, podcast shortly. Our friends at Lock and Barrel are always inviting us up there, and we'd love to get up there at some point. It'd be great to try and work out a night that we can get a few fans together to take part in it as well, and maybe mix it up a bit rather than our dulcet tones that you guys have had to put up with every single week. So we'd love to hear from everybody who's maybe interested in joining us for a pub podcast at some point. How can they get in touch, Matt?
They can email us podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk. They can reply to our Twitter post or tweet us at Bromley FC using the hashtag Ravens Weekly, or you can reply to our Facebook posts.
Fantastic. As ever, a big thank you. We hope to see you all tomorrow against Wrexham, and don't forget, obviously, two home games on the spin, followed by Sutton at home on the following Saturday. Look, we all know, I think the boys need everyone's support more than ever, and positivity is key as we enter this last 12 games of the season, and let's hope tomorrow's a big turning point for us at Hayes Lane as we take on Wrexham. Kick off 3 o'clock. All the ticket details are on the website. Don't forget, it's cheaper in advance right up until, I think, midday, 1 o'clock online. And before we go, just a quick thank you to Graham Martin, as always, at Mr Dogstand on Twitter, for our fantastic opening track and theme truck to this podcast. And also a quick shout out to Tim Wheeler, who's very kindly tried to assist us in the past few weeks with some of the new recording equipment for our podcast. Unfortunately, our technical abilities are useless, and we've not managed to get it to work, but I'm hoping we're going to get another chance to use it, hopefully for the pub podcast or for some larger in conversation pieces that we'd like to get going in the next couple of episodes. So a big thank you again to Tim for that. Brilliant. We'll see you all tomorrow for the visit of Wrexham, and let's hope for 3 points. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.